USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge will not overturn the sex trafficking convictions of Ghislaine Maxwell. However, the judge agreed with the defense that some of the counts she was convicted of were repetitive and reduced her potential sentence by 10 years. She now faces more than 55 years in prison when she's sentenced on June 28th. The ongoing drought is resulting in new water restrictions being imposed in California. A recent executive order from Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom requires that local water providers shift to level 2 on their respective water shortage contingency plans. Californians are being asked to reduce outdoor water usage and to follow specific restrictions from the water company where they live. The Dow gained 84 points to close the day at 3361. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
The Supreme Court is siding with a Boston organization who wasn't allowed to fly a Christian flag outside City Hall.
The Supreme Court of the United States on Monday unanimously ruled that the city of Boston violated the First Amendment when it said a local organization could not fly a Christian flag in front of City Hall. Justice Stephen Breyer, who delivered the opinion of the court, said if the city flies flags to communicate its own messages, it is immune from free speech violation claims. But if it creates an open forum, which it has done for years, Boston cannot discriminate based on different perspectives, the court ruled. The ones that did the suing, Camp Constitution, says its goal is to enhance understanding of their Judeo-Christian moral heritage. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The race for the Stanley Cup begins Monday night with the two-time defending league champion Tampa Bay Lightning taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs in Toronto. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Reaction continuing to come in over Elon Musk purchasing Twitter. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis tells a reporter what he thinks about the idea of Musk moving Twitter's headquarters to Florida after the tech entrepreneur secured the $44 billion deal to buy out the company.
Importing some tech company from San Francisco has not been high on our list. I think that what happens is they'll tend to come in, they drive up the cost of living for everybody else, and they enjoy our lower taxes, but what are they really providing?
Fort Worth, Texas becomes the first city in the United States to mine Bitcoin. Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker joining Fox Business to talk about why Fort Worth is making the move.
I think the number one goal for the city of Fort Worth is to make sure we're known as synonymous with tech and innovation, understand what the future of cryptocurrency is. This conversation is happening with major organizations across the world, and Fort Worth wanted to be a part of the conversation, and we really gained that in the last week.
She says the three machines that do the mining were donated by the Texas Blockchain Council and will be running 24/7 for the next 6 months. An update to the airline mask mandate is expected this week. It was extended until May 3rd so the CDC could study the Omicron subvariant. This after a Florida judge struck down the mandate last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.